local PSPRS Police Board. It's October 28, 2020, and the time is 09:56. Roll call. The mayor is absent. City manager?
Here.
Citizen board member, I'm here. Police officer Justin Harris?
Here.
Police sergeant Cody Carmichael is absent. Okay. Are there any citizen comments? Seeing none. Next item is approval of the minutes of the September 28, 2020 meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? Seeing none, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second? Kevin?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. New business. Application for retirement from Deferred Retirement Option Plan Drop, and Andre Anderson.
Andre Anderson has elected to retire from the drop and will terminate his employment with the Glendale Police Department November 1st, 2020. On November 20th, 2019, the local police board had approved an application for enrollment in drop retirement submitted by Andre Anderson. He elected to participate in drop on November 30th of 2019, and at that time had completed 28.304 years of credited service. He's required to terminate employment with the City of Glendale Police Department on or before November 30th, 2024. Andre Anderson is eligible to retire from the drop and receive a lump sum distribution. He'll begin receiving his normal retirement pension on or about December 31st, 2020. The action requested of the board is to approve application retirement from drop and lump sum distribution for Andre Anderson, police commander.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none. Do I have a motion?
Hold on. I'll get it. Let me find it. Yeah. Motion to approve the application for retirement from the drop and lump sum distribution for Andre Anderson, police commander.
Second. And we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. Next item is application for enrollment into Deferred Retirement Option Plan Drop, Travis M. Darby.
Travis M. Darby has 22.149 years of credited service. He elected to participate in drop on October 2nd, 2020. He must terminate employment with the City of Glendale Police Department on or before October 31st, 25. He has been a member of the Glendale Police Department since August 10th of 1998. And the action requested of the board is to approve the application for enrollment in drop retirement submitted by Travis M. Darby, police officer.
Okay, any discussion? Hearing none, do I have a motion?
Motion to approve the application for enrollment in drop retirement submitted by Travis M. Darby, police officer.
Do I have a second? Kevin? Okay, I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We have Kevin?
Kevin, are you there?
Yes, aye.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all opposed? Motion carries. Next item, application for survivor benefits from the Public Safety Personnel Retirement System, Josephine Reardon.
Josephine Reardon is the spouse of deceased Glendale Police Officer Timothy Reardon. Timothy passed away September 19, 2020. Josephine Reardon has submitted an application for survivor's benefits in accordance with Arizona Revised Statute 38-846A. The action requested is to review the approval of the application for survivor's benefits to Josephine Reardon, spouse of Glendale Police Officer Timothy Reardon.
And for the record, we do have a copy of the death certificate and marriage certificate.
Thank you. Okay, any discussion? Seeing none, do I have a motion?
Yeah, a motion for the approval of the application for survivor's benefits to Josephine Reardon, spouse of Glendale Police Officer Timothy Reardon, deceased.
Do I have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Do I have a motion to go into executive session to discussion or consideration of records exempt by law from public inspection and discussion or consultation for legal advice with the board's attorney?
So moved.
Do I have a second? Kevin?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. We're in executive.
Sure. Animals in there.
I'm always cold. Yes. I wear this in my house.
Really?
Yeah. Of course, my house is always set at 68 degrees. I'm always cold.
Okay, the first item is the approval of new police personnel.
And if I may,
yes.
Chair, I'll read the standard language.
Yes.
Kayla Brooke Dahlman meets the standards of the Glendale Police Department and the Arizona Police Officer Standards and Training Board. Alexander Paul Exum meets the standards of the Glendale Police Department and the Arizona Police Officer Standings and our Standards and Training Board. Marin Lise Ferguson meets the standards of the Glendale Police Department and the Arizona Peace Officer Standards and Training Board. And Cole Elliott Philbrook meets the standards of the Glendale Police Department and the Arizona Peace Officer Standards and Training Board.
Okay. Any discussion? Seeing none, do I have a motion?
Motion. I motion that we accept Kayla Brooke Dahlman, Alexander Paul Exum, Marion Lise Ferguson, Cole Elliott Philbrook into the PSPRS with any pre-existing conditions noted on the AZ post medical evaluation.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Next item. Application for accidental disability retirement from public safety personnel retirement system.
Yes, an application for accidental disability retirement from PSPRS has been submitted to the Human Resources Department by Jared Behrens, police officer. I will go through and read the 8 questions from the PSPRS disability questionnaire.
Okay, could ask the applicant if he'd like to make any comments to the board?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Jim, okay.
Thank you.
The first question, again, just for consensus, did the employee file the application after the disabling incident or within 1 year of ceasing to be an employee?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Did or will the employee terminate by reason of disability?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, do we have consensus? Yes to the question.
Yes.
Okay, Kevin, yes?
I think you broke up. Can you ask the question again, please?
I can. Did or will the employee terminate by reason of disability?
I'm sorry, can you do it one more time? The first part, I'm having a hard time picking up.
Yes. Did or will the employee terminate by reason of disability? Are you there?
I am there. I guess I would say yes.
Okay. Next question. Did employment terminate based on a disciplinary issue?
Yes.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
If the member's period of drop has ended, if applicable, did or will the employee terminate by a reason of disability?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it consensus, Kevin?
I need to have you repeat the question. My connection is not real good, guys, so I apologize.
Okay, sorry about that. Actually, I don't believe this is applicable.
Okay.
So
it's
okay. Yeah, it's because the period of drop is not in question here.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not applicable. But the next question is the employee still working a position within their job classification that the local board considers a reasonable range of duties? I believe he's modified duty at this point, correct?
Correct.
So would it be?
No, it wouldn't be a reasonable range of duties if it's modified.
Okay. So it'd be no?
No.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. We have consensus.
Yes. Okay. The next is, has the employer refused a job within their job classification that the local board considers a reasonable range of duties?
No.
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 Okay.
Did the injury or condition occur prior to the PSPRS membership date?
No.
No.
Okay. Was the injury or condition the result of an event incurred during the performance of the employee's duties?
No.
No.
I don't know.
There certainly could be discussion if needed.
Yeah.
Can I just also offer the option, if you wanted to receive legal advice, you could go back in the executive session for some legal advice.
Okay, let's motion to reconvene into executive session for legal advice.
Okay.
Vote on that.
Is there a second?
Yeah. Kevin, can we get a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All opposed? Motion carries. Motion carries. Okay.
Yes, okay. This time the board's going to make a motion to pend the application for accidental disability retirement based on additional information and questionnaires to the independent medical examiner.
So we're tabling.
Yep, pinned to table
at this point.
Okay, it's been motioned.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Last item, no, any comments or suggestions from the board? Seeing none. Next meeting, record meeting of the Public Safety Personnel Retirement System Local Police Board will be held on November 18, 2020 at 9:30 a.m. in the HR training room located at 5850 West Glendale Avenue, Glendale, Arizona, 85301. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Yes, you got it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned.